The Platters from the late 1950s, 1958, Tony Williams. I can't believe how beautiful that
what
voice is.
What a great record.
Johnny, isn't that? Isn't that
all their records? What were the other ones?
Oh, Only You, The Great Pretender, Harbor Lights. They go
and,
on.
And they did an
on.
Old song.
They did lots
from
of 41.
Old ones.
Yeah.
What's it called?
I'll get the list out for you here and we'll check it out. But the okay. Platters never did a bad one, did they? Johnny Crawford, our in-studio guest. Yes, the genuine article right here. John Crawford of Rifleman, Mouseketeer fame, and of course of music fame. This man is synonymous with music, still cranking him out here.
Actually, I'm a lookalike.
You are a lookalike.
Man, you're good.
except no imitations, no phonies, no imposters. We have we have the real Johnny.
No, he's in Texas right now.
And right. And we, speaking of, we have a listener who has been streaming us, web streaming, Kathy in New York, who would just love to talk to you, Johnny Crawford. Good afternoon, Kathy.
Hi,
good
Kathy.
Good afternoon.
Kathy.
Hi, Johnny.
Hi. Where are you in New York? Where are you?
Half Moon,
New York.
About 160 miles north of the city.
Oh, yes. I think I...
Half Moon, New York, north of New York City. Hmm?
That's terrific. Well, it's beautiful country up there, I know.
Kathy?
It is beautiful. You should come and visit.
Yeah.
A lot of horses in Half Moon?
Some.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kathy, you obviously are a fan of Johnny Crawford. What would you like to ask him?
Well, I have. I've been a fan since I was 10. I was president of one of his fan clubs.
Uh-oh.
And I do have a question. Something came up in a newspaper article that he was about him, so I thought I could ask about it. What made you decide to do the Playboy spread?
Well, it wasn't a spread. It was a movie, and they used a photograph from the movie. And the movie, it's very brief, and the titles... the title of the movie, The Naked Ape, goes right across me, but
right, I have the movie.
So I did it because I didn't have any other offers at that time, and it was a major film, they thought, and it was based on a very important book, The Naked mm-hmm. Ape by what's his name?
The Naked Ape by what's his name?
And it was the 70s, and I don't remember too much about the the whole thing, except I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah.
Shooting the film was a lot of fun. I enjoyed working with Victoria Principal. And as far as the photograph that was in Playboy magazine, it's important to know that the movie itself is very innocent and sweet, and it's PG. And the photograph, without the title in front of it, is a little revealing, but really there's not that much to reveal.
Well, Kathy, I don't know if we want to get into confirming or denying that, but that's your question. Anything else for Johnny? We have other calls, but we're so glad.
And it was a cold day, too.
Cold days. Yeah. Poor Johnny. It's never been the same. Kathy, anything else before we go?
No, I just hope one day that I get to meet you.
Kathy, what's your last name? What's your last name?
Snapkowski.
Oh, yes.
Snapkowski?
Yeah, okay.
I'm a Facebook fan.
I've seen your name on Facebook.
Okay, all right, very good.
Thank you so much for
calling.
Kathy,
thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
Our pleasure, indeed. And I think, Tom, can we go to the other opposite side of the country right now? We have Eve standing by. She's on the line in Fresno, California, wanting to talk with Johnny Crawford. Good morning. Good morning, Eve.
Well, it's 11:15 a.m. Okay. in California.
All right. How's the weather out there?
What are you doing up so early?
It's hot as usual. Yesterday it was 107. It'll be at least 100 today.
Wow.
Oh, my
Fresno.
Gosh.
Goodness sakes.
Wow.
Well, Johnny is here. He'd love to chat with you.
Yeah. Do you know Karen Pendleton?
The name sounds familiar.
She was Karen on the Mouseketeer. She lives in Fresno.
She lives near Fresno. I don't know if it's Coalinga mm-hmm. She lives near us somewhere.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't think she's in Fresno, but if she moved to Fresno, that's great. Sometimes mm-hmm. I'll see articles about her in a magazine or in a paper. Mm-hmm. Were you good friends with her?
Oh, very good friends. She was so cute. I have a wonderful photograph of us sitting on the floor with all the legs of other Mouseketeers around us, and we're having some kind of a discussion. I got to put that on Facebook. It's terrific. But she was one of my first dates.
Oh my!
We went to see.
Oh,
we went.
No fraternization.
she was my brother on my 10th birthday. We went to a club in Hollywood. At that time, it was called the Moulin Rouge. And
oh, yeah.
And his date was Sharon, Mouseketeer Sharon. My date was Karen. And I remember the day. You know, that was in the 50s, and I remember that better than anything in the 70s.
Eve?
Oh, holy. Well, I think a lot of people don't remember the 70s, and that's okay.
Okay.
Eve, I don't know about you. I'm wondering if Johnny still has his Mouseketeer ears. Have you ever wondered that?
I think his own ears are cute enough, so
okay.
I don't worry about the Mickey Mouse ears.
Okay.
I only wear them around the house.
Well, I had the great pleasure of seeing Johnny in person just this last June in Los Angeles at the Cicada Club. I was celebrating my 31st anniversary with my husband.
Eve, what's your last name?
Am I supposed to say that on the radio?
Well, I wonder. Maybe not.
Maybe
we can
get
that. Tom, we can get her last name off the air.
And I remember telling you that I had driven all the way from Fresno, and you said you drove all the way from Fresno, like it was from another corner of the world. But it was a lovely way to celebrate our anniversary, and it was such a pleasure to meet you and your lovely wife, Charlotte, who seems like she's your biggest fan.
Oh, she's terrific. Yeah.
Oh, she is.
I'm very lucky.
I do. You are, and I told her that night. I said, you know, you both are so lucky to have each other.
Mm.
I did have a question if I could ask you about the Rifleman. I'm sorry to go back so many decades, but
I really love talking about the Rifleman. It was a time in my life that was very special, and I knew it would always be that way. And don't hesitate, but except your time is up. No.
Eve, what's your question?
I'll ask very quickly. At times when you see a small snippet of an episode, do memories of shooting it come flooding back, or is it still kind of vague like a dream?
You know, I remember reflecting on that while I was doing it. Am I going to remember this, you know, and trying to hold it? And I can't say that they come flooding back, and I don't really watch it very often. But occasionally Charlotte wants to see it, or my granddaughter puts it on, and I enjoy watching her reaction to it.
That's wonderful. Yeah. That's great.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, Eve.
I was very fortunate, you know, to have that.
Wonderful.
And
experience.
We were very fortunate to have you and catch it on film and watch it for so many decades.
Yeah.
We're all just so blessed.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, we're grateful to have your call. Thank you so much, Eve, and give our regards to Fresno.
Yeah.
And if ever we can play anything for you, let us know. We'd be more than happy to put your music on the radio.
All right, and if Johnny comes back to the Cicada Club, I'll be there.
Excellent.
Oh, good. I'll be there in October 11th, I think.
Oh, this October?
I think
or
so. October 11th.
Okay.
This October.
Okay.
All right, Eve, thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day, both of you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Eve calling from Fresno, CA, where it's already pretty hot in the day, the morning side there. I think we need to hear some more tracks from Johnny's recent CD, Sweeping the Clouds Away. And, John, here's a great track right here, a great old standard, right?
Yeah. This was also published by my grandfather.
This is an in-house deal.
Yeah.
That's great.
I think two or three of the songs were published by his company was very successful at that time.
Okay.
And it's called I Found a $1 Million Baby in a 5 and 10 cent Store.
Lucky April shower. It was the most convenient door. I found a $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for three or four. Around the $1 million baby in the 5 and 10 cent store. She was selling china, and when she made those eyes, I kept buying china until the crowd got wise. Now incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet the $1 million baby from the 5 and 10 cent store.
Told on the door. a cottage for sale. Oh, it hurts to know you're gone. As I stand here and gaze upon our sweet little cottage for sale.
The Velvet Fog, they call him, Mel Torme, reaching way back to 1929, A Cottage for Sale. Beautiful arrangement. Just before that, we heard Johnny Crawford, a 1931 song. These songs from the Depression years in the United States, yeah. But these made, Johnny, people feel, pretty good, despite all the grim economic going
on. They were uplifting.
They were indeed.
Although his rendition is, I can't say it's really uplifting.
No, it's not.
It's beautiful, though.
It is.
He was a great artist. He wrote all his own arrangements. And he loved music as much as anybody could.
Mel Torme we speak of there. And Mel Torme, of course, wrote probably his signature song is Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, the Christmas song, isn't that, huh? That's
yes. One of his best. Yeah. And he showed me his check at the end of the year.
I'll bet it was big, Johnny.
It was six figures from that one song.
I don't begrudge him one cent of it. That's a marvelous song. Yeah. It's a classic, isn't it? Johnny Crawford is our guest. We get to spend a little more than a half hour still remaining in our time here, an hour or two of the All Request and Dedication Lunch Hour. We're kind of breaking the format today because we have a very special man with us, Johnny Crawford. And, Tom, is there another question we want to get to here?
Yes, we got one from Debbie over in Apopka, Florida. She wanted to know, she sees you on Facebook and she's a fan. She wants to know how it is that you stay in shape, what kind of foods you eat, what kind of drinks do you have, how are you in such good shape?
Are you sure she's looking at my Facebook?
She could be looking at mine. I don't know.
Probably she's looking at my photo. Thank you.
Well, I have a lookalike that does all my photographs.
How do you do it, John?
I lighting. It's all about lighting.
John, how do you do it? What are you eating?
Well, I actually, I'm glad she asked because I like to spread, what I can about a healthier life and I drink a lot of water, and if I go to a restaurant, I don't drink anything else, and I stay away from all the money makers, Coca-Cola, I'm not going to mention brands.
Don't kill our sponsors
soft drinks,
now, John.
Soft drinks, and people don't know, they're not told because of the, it's difficult to talk about it, but I'll say
water.
This, when I go to a restaurant, I always ask for hot water with lemon. The lemon makes the hot water delicious, and like tea, and it also makes the water alkaline. And people were seduced to eat all these unhealthy foods that are not alkaline. They're just the opposite. Anyway,
I think we'll call it the Crawford cocktail. Hot water with lemon.
Yeah.
Huh? Mine a Crawford.
And people don't drink enough water.
Okay. That's true.
And when you growing up shouldn't drink milk. That's for kids. And hot water, you'll love it if you try it with lemon. You got to put lemon in. And the heating up the water, that makes fewer molecules per cluster, so it penetrates
now
your
we're
tissue,
getting into physics
and you
here.
Get hydrated.
You're using science, and I believe you.
If hot water and lemon allows me to sing like you, Johnny, I'll go out and get a gallon right now. Okay?
Thanks.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
We have much more from Johnny Crawford to come here. We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back with a great song by Steve Lawrence, a guy I know you respect, Johnny Crawford.
Uh-huh.
Great Nelson
Never
little
met him.
Arrangement. Yep, but you know what he sounds like.
Oh, he's good.
And we'll be talking to another listener who wants to talk to Johnny Crawford, this one from Texas. So we got lots to come here. This is the All Request and Dedication Lunch Hour number 2. Stay with us. We're right back.
You always save at Big Top Liquors, and with Tuesday Dash Specials, you save even more. Visit BigTopLiquors.com and sign up for their Tuesday Dash Specials. Every Tuesday, you'll receive an email with amazing limited-time offers. Save 20, 30, even 40% on selected items. Prices are valid from 4 to 7 p.m. that evening. Big Top Liquors has 6 convenient locations, including St. Paul, Eagan, Moundsview, Minnetonka, and Sid's in Bloomington and Plymouth. Visit BigTopLiquors.com and make a dash for their Tuesday Dash Specials.
When you're in the market for a new boat, get a bigger catalog. Set sail for Tetzloff Yacht Sales of the Stillwater Marina.
I'm John Tetzloff of Tetzloff Yacht Sales. As professional brokers, we represent thousands of boats all throughout the Midwest. Tell us what you're looking for and your price range, and we'll put our unmatched selection to work for you.
Learn more at TetzlaffYachtSales.com or call 651-214-9463. Set sail for Tetzlaff Yacht Sales.
The Maplewood Community Center is your concert center. This fall, discover the Twin Cities' most intimate concert venue. Maplewood's Performing Arts Theater seats just 275 guests with amazing sound. Their fall concert series includes performances by Alive and Kickin', The Waxtones, Mudaiko, Sherwin Linton, and the Shadows Band tribute to Buddy Holly. Also enjoy Carrie Noble, Guaranteed Cash, The White Sidewalls, and the Sirens of the 60s, Girl Singers of the Hit Parade. Call 651-249-2230. Great music lives this fall at the Maplewood Community Center.
When people aren't looking, their legs are talking.
Hey, why the long pants?
I'm just self-conscious. I've got a couple veins that are getting a little too visible and uncomfortable.
Visit the Minnesota Vein Center. Treatment is pain-free, and they'll verify your insurance coverage up front. Great legs, no surprises.
Legs, no. Visit mnveincenter.com or call 651-765-VEIN. The Minnesota Vein Center, helping you look and feel your very best.
Call us now and make some news with Stan Turner.
And good evening, everyone. Cindy is on vacation.
Call 651-275-1220 or toll free 1-877-646-1220. It's the All Request and Dedication Lunch on Club 1220 KLBB.
I gaze from my window at the moon in its flight. My thoughts all stray to you. In the still of the night, while the world is in slumber, oh, the times without number, darling, when I sigh to you, do you love me? As I love you, just fade out of sight, like the moon growing dim on the rim of the hill. In the chill still of mine just fade out of sight, like the moon growing dim
From 1937, Cole Porter song in the Still of the Night. That is, to my mind, the perfect intersection of song, arranger, Nelson Riddle, and vocalist, Steve Lawrence.
Yeah.
Amazing. Johnny Crawford, what do you think?
Great.
Give it an A+.
A+.
Wow, that's a big compliment, my friend, from you. Great A+ singer yourself. Johnny Crawford, our in-studio guest. We are having a blast. We are hearing from every place but the moon today from our wonderful listeners who are streaming us. The web stream is coming through for us. We have, Johnny, somebody who wants to talk to you from Texas, Deer Park, Texas. Bobby is on the line, I do believe. Good afternoon, Bobby.
Hi.
Hi, Bobby. So, what part of Texas are you from? Or
where? Oh, it's right outside of Houston.
Oh, okay.
All right, Deer Park. What? Any questions? Any questions for Johnny today?
Well, I know he played in one. This is a long time ago. A John Wayne movie.
Uh huh. El Dorado.
And I was wondering. Yeah, I was wondering which movie, John Wayne movie, do you really was your favorite, and what was it like? With John Wayne.
Oh, well, it was very exciting. I remember getting on location and seeing him for the first time, getting out of a car and having lunch with him and the director, Howard Hawks, that first day. It was interesting that he wanted to know, he asked me questions about Chuck Connors. And you know, like most people do. I mean,
John Wayne's asking you about Chuck.
What was it like working with Chuck Connors?
That's funny. Oh, Bobby.
Yeah.
Bob, anything else for Johnny Crawford you'd like to ask, Bobby?
No, I just, you know, wanted to talk to him and tell him my mother knows everything about all these actors. And this past weekend when I saw her, I told her things about Johnny. And first time she didn't know something about somebody that I did.
Your mother didn't know about me? Wow. I'm shocked that she liked Westerns.
I know. Well, I was shocked, but I was surprised I found out somebody... I know about somebody that she doesn't know about, and that's real.
You finally one-upped your mother. That's good
for you.
Oh, Bobby. Bobby, thank you. Thank you so much. Bobby,
you're a sweetheart.
Deep in the heart of Texas there, Deer Park, Texas.
Thanks
Bobby
for
talking
calling.
To Johnny Crawford. Thanks, Bobby. And now, Tom, I think we can go to Ohio. I believe we can do that through the magic of radio. Eve is standing by to talk to Johnny Crawford. Good afternoon, Eve.
Hi, Eve.
Hi. Johnny?
Yes. How are you?
I had the pleasure of meeting you in Cambridge.
Oh.
I don't know if you remember me, but I didn't have much time to stay long, had to leave the same day.
Oh.
And I'll refresh your memory by you being so gracious as to actually sign pictures from my two grandsons, in which I want to share with you that they are now mounted on their bedroom walls.
Your sons are mounted on the wall?
No, not the sons, the picture.
Oh.
They are. They are mounted on the bedroom walls. Oh. Of course, they relate to you until you're still 16 years old.
Oh,
you know?
That's great. Yeah. Thank
and
you.
I'm the young, not the young lady, actually. I am the woman that you spoke to that you were joking with that broke down the year before when you had your Kentucky concert, and you shared with me that you had evidently a horse accident at the same time.
Oh,
and
you
still went on to perform the next day.
Oh, my God. It was painful.
There
was a horse in a pasture, and in a 1970s moment, I... decided to be that it would be a good place to sitting on his back would be a good place to be, but he didn't agree.